And we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight one of our favorite guests to tell us all about what's happening in the holiday season for the Hort County Symphony Orchestra holiday concert on December 10th at 7 p.m. That's their 28th concert, and they've got some wonderful things. Tim King, Executive Director, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Hi, how are you all doing?
Aloha.
Good, good. Yes, you're right, Larry. It's Saturday, December the 10th. It's the 28th annual holiday at the Pops. A lot of people around here consider that the start of their holiday season to get them in the mood and the right spirit. It will be at 7 p.m. Central Time at the Civic Auditorium. The tables on the floor have been sold out for about a month now.
Wow.
But we do still have tickets in the balcony, and the tickets are a really nice price. It's $15 for adults and $5 for ages 12 and under. So, you know, for a concert.
Those balcony seats are excellent.
Thank you. That's right. Have to know where to sit. You know?
Right.
Actually, the seats in the balcony, because they're higher up, I think it's both better from a sight line and audio as well for a lot of people. They prefer it. And then, of course, this coming summer, the Civic is going to be putting in new padded seats in the balcony. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a really, really nice attraction for them.
Yeah, but I like those concert, balcony seats.
For this concert, it's going to be both our music director, Carolyn Watson, and our associate conductor, Chuck Steck. We did that last year because it was Carolyn's first year. And she said, you know, I really kind of want to ease into this, if you don't mind. Would he mind conducting? And of course, Chuck would love that. But they had such a good time doing helping each other that she suggested doing that again. So they're going to be sharing duties. We're going to be welcoming Illumination, the choir that sings with us quite a bit. We're also going to be welcoming back the LaPorte High School Chorale. So they'll be singing several carols and special pieces with us going back and forth. Another piece that we're going to do for the second time is this Celebration Fanfare, which was commissioned by Gary and Joe Fran Bendix. And Joe Fran is celebrating her 50th year with our orchestra, believe it or not. And she commissioned Rick DeYoung, who has conducted our education concerts for several years during the music director search. But he also is a fantastic composer and arranger. And we premiered this piece on the education concerts in October. And the kids loved it, and the musicians loved this piece. So we're actually going to start off the concert with this Celebration Fanfare to remind people that we still are in our 50th anniversary before we go into all of the holiday stuff.
Doing something different with the 12 days of Christmas as well? Or
You know, we are, and I don't really, it's called Musicological Journey Through the 12 Days of Christmas. Now, I have to be honest with you, I have no idea what it is, but obviously
use
they're going to do
12
days of Christmas, and I don't know if it's, so that's going to be the mystery piece.
It sounds exciting.
And that's going to be with the LaPorte High School Chorale, so it was actually their suggestion to do that piece. So they'll be doing that with orchestra with us, and they're going to end the first half with White Christmas, which will be a beautiful way to end. But you're right. I don't have a clue. I'm assuming they're going to be singing the 12 Days of Christmas with some added extras or something in there, would be my guess.
Excellent. Well, and I see one of the funds is the Carol of the Bells from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. That's a real challenging piece, isn't it?
Yes. Well, you know, several years ago, we threw in a Trans-Siberian number, and the audience went crazy. They just went crazy. And we thought, we're onto something here. So that's almost become as much a tradition as the a cappella version of Silent Night at the End. That's a big tradition, is that we always sing Silent Night with the orchestra, and then the last verse is just an all a cappella. Almost in the dark, except for the stand lights the musicians have. But before that, we'd always do a really rousing version of a Trans-Siberian Orchestra piece. So this year it's the Carol of the Bells, and they just go crazy. They just, you know, it's like the really great culmination. And then, of course, we have to calm them down, and we calm them down for Silent Night before they leave.
Very good. Well, that sounds like a great concert. And, you know, tables are sold out, folks, but you can still get great balcony seats. And they really are. And how much can the balcony seat? Do you know offhand? Or
Right now, it's about 1,500 seats.
Okay.
We can do in the balcony. And, I mean, I know a lot of people they really wait. A lot of people wait until the week of or the week before. They wait till after Thanksgiving. And right now we've sold about 400 balcony seats. That's going to really increase after Thanksgiving if we follow the same trend that we followed in years past. Of course, last year we were still sort of in pandemic mode, and so the most we could sell was 1,200 total. So that was 500 on the floor and 700 in the balcony. So we'll be able to sell a lot more balcony tickets this year, and we're looking forward to that.
Well, we have about a minute and a half. You've got some other neat things coming up in the 2023 part of your season. So tell us a little preview of those.
We do. We're adding a new concert an extra concert this year in February the 11th, and that will be at LaPorte High School's new Performing Arts Center. I keep saying it's new. It's probably 3 years old now, but it's the first time we've been in there, and we're going to be doing a joint concert with their orchestra and their wind ensemble. So we're calling it a side-by-side concert where the orchestra will play, the LCSO will play by themselves the first half, and then after intermission, the students from the orchestra and the wind ensemble will join us. And so for various selections. And then we go into March with Pictures in an Exhibition, big, big piece, and the Prokofiev Piano Concerto No. 1 with Mike Chertok. And then in April, we'll end the concert with the Purdue Glee Club, and we've just added the Texas Tenors to that concert. So that's going to be our big blowout concert to end the season.
Excellent. Well, in 30 seconds left, tell us all the information. Once again, they can still get tickets, website, and all that.
Right. Website is lcso.net. You can get the tickets on the website. Or if you happen to live in the LaPorte County area, you can get tickets at Roxy Music on Lincoln Way or the Civic Auditorium. But basically, tickets on our website. Please go ahead and get those now.
Well, we appreciate Tim King, as always, coming on Art on the Air. And that's the LaPorte County Symphony 28th Holiday Concert on December 10th, 7 p.m. And it'll be Dr. Carolyn Watson and Chuck Stick, Associate Conductor. Thank you so much for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
It's always
Thank
a pleasure, both. Tim.
Thank you so much.